AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran fired more missiles at Israel and at U.S. military bases in the Middle East today. Israel said it intercepted missiles as air sirens sounded in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The Israeli military says it launched strikes on infrastructure in Tehran and on Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. The war has killed about 1,000 people in Iran, 70 in Lebanon, and about a dozen in Israel. This is according to officials in those countries. A U.S. submarine sank an Iranian Navy ship in the Indian Ocean. Iran's foreign minister says the U.S. will bitterly regret it. Meanwhile, the U.S. House is expected to vote today on a war powers resolution that would halt President Trump's attack on Iran. Yesterday, Senate Republicans voted down a similar measure. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Republicans in the Senate defeated a war powers resolution challenging President Trump's attack on Iran. The House is preparing to vote on a similar measure Thursday. The resolution gave lawmakers an opportunity to demand congressional approval before any further attacks are carried out. Debate was intense on the Senate floor. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Do you stand with the American people who are exhausted of forever wars in the Middle East, or stand with Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth as they bumble us headfirst into another war?
War powers measures rarely pass but do force lawmakers to go on the record. Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso spoke against the resolution.
Democrats would rather obstruct President Trump than obliterate Iran's national nuclear program.
The Pentagon released the last two names of the six soldiers killed in a drone strike in Kuwait. The soldiers have been identified as Chief Warrant Officer 3, Robert Marzan of Sacramento, California, and Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. This is AP News. A new report says Rhode Island Catholic clergy abused hundreds of children for decades, while church leaders minimized the scandal.
Ann Hagen-Webb is a survivor of priest sexual abuse.
This report feels like vindication for me, for what I've known for years, and that I am constantly trying to tell the public about, but they don't always see it.
She says for 32 years, the diocese called her not credible. Attorney General Peter Nerona says since 1950, at least 75 clergy molested more than 300 victims, and he expects more survivors to come forward.
If you're the Diocese of Providence and you're listening, this is a scandal that you need to own and you need to fix.
The diocese says the report reflects its cooperation but misleads the public into thinking the problems are ongoing. Three current or former priests charged with sex abuse during the review are awaiting trial. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.